KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
And John, huge news today. In the TV world, the Emmy nominations.
Where HBO had the most nominations of any network or cable channel with 104.
And on the movie side, we have, as we speak, Harry Potter, just the final installment blowing through box office numbers.
And it looks very much like it could break the all-time three-day weekend set by The Dark Knight of $158.4 million.
But the really big blockbuster, John, and I know both you and I are mesmerized by this, is the unfolding scandal at Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. And now we find that the FBI has opened an investigation here, and the scandal is spreading.
And the FBI is probably the least of Murdoch's problems right now. They have withdrawn their $12 billion offer to take over the rest of BSky B, the British satellite television giant. And they also, having initially rebuffed, are now agreeing to meet in front of Parliament. That would be Rupert Murdoch, his son James Murdoch, and Rebecca Brooks, who runs Murdoch's English News International newspaper division.
Yeah, that could be an unpleasant session. I mean, the acquisition of the rest of BSky B was to be a crowning achievement for Rupert Murdoch, now 80 years old. His son James was overseeing that and overseeing News International, which is now the source of all of these woes. And in an interview with the Wall Street Journal today, which he owns, Rupert Murdoch still staunchly defending his son James, who had been seen as his heir and is certainly thoroughly compromised, possibly irreparably damaged by all of this, and still defending the company, John, kind of not blinking at all.
I would say not only not blinking, but kind of tin-eared. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown complained that News Corporation journalist hacked into his phone and may have accessed his son's medical records. And Murdoch was asked about that in the Wall Street Journal interview. And he said of Brown, quote, "He got it entirely wrong," unquote. "The Browns were always friends of ours," unquote, until the Sun newspaper withdrew its support for his Labor Party. This has nothing to do with political support. It has to do with breaking the law. It has to do with hacking into the private phone messages of prominent and not so prominent people. This is an incredibly tangled mess. And I think it also shows how News Corporation, and if not all British journalists, work in terms of their influence peddling and all the deals that they have with people of authority.
One thing I've been asked about a lot is if there's any sign that this is impacting Fox News or the news operations here. And the answer is no so far, but that may become secondary to the amount of liability, possible criminal investigations, and distraction for management at this company going forward.
No, I think it's also provably true that this is not politically motivated. There are a lot of people who thought, especially Democrats in Congress, were targeting News Corp because they're so unhappy with Fox News. But the FBI investigation into whether or not victims of 9/11 had their phones hacked was launched by Representative Peter King, who is a Republican from New York.
That is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.